This is Fresh Air. Adam Hazlett has written two novels and one short story collection, all of them bestsellers. Hazlett has been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize twice. Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, says Hazlett's new novel, Mothers and Sons, will likely be another contender for all the glittering prizes. Here is her review.
Dreary do-gooders. A mother who runs a women's retreat center in Vermont, a 40-year-old son who represents asylum seekers and lives alone in a studio apartment in Brooklyn where the air is redolent of depression and earnestness. These are not the kind of fictional characters I'd ordinarily want to usher the new year in with, but Adam Hazlett gives me little choice. His latest novel, Mothers and Sons, is too beautifully written to pass over, too smart about how secrets feed on time, perversely taking up more room in our lives as the years go by. We first meet Peter Fisher, the adult lawyer's son, in the midst of one of his overwhelming work days. His job, as Peter ruefully sees it, is to force his clients, people who've experienced violence in other countries, to go over and over the worst thing that ever happened to them. Peter then shapes their harrowing and often convoluted stories into a narrative that will hopefully persuade a judge to grant them asylum. A gay man, Peter limits himself to sporadic hookups that don't interfere with his work, work, work. Occasionally, Peter finds himself thinking back to a question he was asked by an older lawyer at his long-ago job interview. What if, in the big picture, you aren't actually helping? What if you're a bureaucrat in an endless moral disaster, but if you walk away, the disaster will be a tiny bit worse? Will you still do it? Peter didn't know then, and doesn't know now, what the value of his work is in the big picture of things. That is, until a new client, a 21-year-old gay Albanian man seeking asylum on the grounds of his sexual orientation, pushes Peter into a crisis. While meeting with him, Peter feels a sudden deep fatigue, strong as a potion. He subsequently locks himself out of his apartment twice and experiences vertigo. A memory is forcing its way to the surface that impels Peter to contact his mother, Anne. She's the woman who runs that retreat center. Anne and Peter have been quietly distanced for decades, ever since she left Peter's father for her current partner, a woman. But as it turns out, the estrangement between this mother and son is rooted in something much more devastating. I fear I'm flattening Mothers and Sons into a melodrama, when instead it's Hazlett's appreciation of the all-too-human mess of life that makes his writing so arresting, his characters and storylines so authentic. Midway through the novel, Hazlett bends the narrative back in time to Peter's adolescence, an era when coming out felt riskier, especially to Peter himself. Remembering the night he first had sex with another man, an indifferent stranger, the adult Peter thinks to himself, how full of shame it is to be lonely. Hazlett scatters such sentences throughout this novel, sentences that can make you stop and go down emotional rabbit holes of your own. Another one of Hazlett's triumphs here is the way he makes the work his two main characters do so engrossing. Both Peter and Anne, who's a former priest turned lay counselor, are engaged in the hard work of listening. Here are samplings of Anne's thoughts during an extended scene where she and two of her co-workers listen to a hospital chaplain describe how burned out she is. It was in these moments, after a person finished her first unburdening of why she had sought out the center, that the urge to soothe came most strongly to Anne. But to speak immediately would be to glide over the heaviness in the room, In this case, a story about the passage of time and the aging of a vocation. People barely had room to grieve the loss of others, let alone pieces of themselves. And yet, unmourned, such fragments were bound to haunt. Mothers and Sons is an intricate, compelling novel about the power of stories, and especially about the need to let go of those stories that keep people stuck. Maybe in that sense, it's a fitting novel for the new year, after all.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor at Georgetown University. She reviewed Mothers and Sons by Adam Hazlett. On Monday's show, the difficulty of confronting death when it's your adolescent child who's dying. Even some in the medical field don't talk about death realistically with child patients or their families. When is hope helpful, and when is it just denial? We talk with Sarah Wildman of the New York Times. Her daughter died of cancer at age 14. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Sam Brigger is our managing producer. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sherrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Anna Bauman, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli.